There's only two songs nominated for a Best Original Song Oscar this year. One of them is Man or Muppet from the movie The Muppets. We're going to hear the story behind the song from its composer and lyricist Brett McKenzie. He's half of the satirical music duo Flight of the Conchords, which started an HBO series of the same name. McKenzie wrote several of the songs for The Muppets. Let's hear the Oscar-nominated one. The movie stars Jason Segel as a guy whose half-brother is a Muppet named Walter. Walter has always lived in the human world and has gone on a pilgrimage to the old Muppet studio in L.A. He's accompanied by Segel and his girlfriend. After Segel's girlfriend leaves him, accusing him of caring more about the Muppets than her, he sings about his identity crisis, and Walter sings about his own crisis in the song Man or Muppet.
I reflect on my reflection, and I ask myself the question, what's the right direction to go? I don't know. Am I a man, or am I a Muppet?
Am I a Muppet?
If I'm a Muppet, and I'm a very manly Muppet.
Very manly Muppet.
Am I a Muppet?
Muppet.
Or am I a man?
Am I a man?
If I'm a man, that makes me a Muppet of a man.
A Muppet of a man.
Brett McKenzie, welcome to Fresh Air, and congratulations on the nomination. Such a great choice for them, for them to have made. I love that song.
Thanks very much.
You are welcome. So when the screenwriters told you that they needed this song, what did they tell you about what they needed?
The script was already written, and Jason Segel and Nick Stoller, who wrote the script, and James Bobin had sort of...
He was the director, yeah.
James Bobin, the director, they had song briefs, and Man or Muppet, it was just it said Man or Muppet, and they wanted a song about being a man or a Muppet, and... Then James had this visual idea that the man would see a reflection of himself as a Muppet, and the Muppet, Walter, would see a reflection of himself as a man. So within the song, it needed to incorporate some sort of echoey sort of idea so that you could go between the two characters within the melody.
And, I love the line, if I'm a Muppet, then I'm a very manly Muppet. If I'm a man, that makes me a Muppet kind of man.
A Muppet of a man, yeah.
Yeah. How did that come to you?
Well, first of all, you can't call the Muppets puppets, right? So that took out that rhyming option. Early on, I was going to get puppet in there, but you can't do that. So
that breaks the Muppet code.
Yeah, it breaks the code. Yeah, Muppets are real. And so then I was just riffing as to how I could create that, get that melody and those lyrics to flip back and forth. And yeah, that's why I end up rhyming Muppet with Muppet and Man with Man.
Do you see this song as a Muppet power ballad?
Absolutely. Yeah, I really wanted to do a power ballad tune and just wanted it to be as dramatic as I possibly could get it to be.
So is there certain songs or certain performers you were thinking of when you wrote this? You know, like power ballad performers.
Yeah, I was really influenced by Harry Nilsson's Without You. And
sing a few lines so people know
all
the song
by myself.
You're talking about.
You know the one, I can't live if living is without you. I can't give, I can't take anymore. And it just so epic, man. I mean, Harry Nilsson's got the best voice ever. And he sang that, you know, at the height of his career, just when his voice was still there before he started partying like a maniac with John Lennon. And then Eric Carmen's song, All By Myself, which I love that song. A friend of mine used to sing it when she was single, and you know, with a group of couples going, all by myself, don't want to be all by myself anymore. Both those songs have a very similar feel, I think. And so what I wanted to do was get this Man or Muppet song to be like one of those, like a really heart-wrenching, genuinely sincere, you know, power ballad about being a man or a Muppet.
And then there's a part where Jason Segel's like bending over in agony and shaking his fists.
It's a great visual. He's on the street in like a downtown Los Angeles street, and the rain's flooding down him. He's buckled over just in the agony of the melody. It's a sort of turning point in the movie, so he realizes he's a man, and the Muppet guy, Walter, realizes he's a Muppet. So it's a crucial moment in the movie as well.
Of them finding their real identity.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, it's what I like about it is it kind of, I think everyone's had that crisis at some point, trying to figure out whether they're a man or a Muppet. So it's a real theme song for everyone.
It's kind of true.
Well, I like the idea of people having that crisis, driving around, singing it to themselves, trying to figure it out.
I sing that to myself all the time, actually. I love the song. So in early on, Jason Segel has to sing, "What's the Right Direction to Go?" tell me about making sure he said like lots of echoey ends in there.
That was one of those things that I was just doing as I was sitting on the piano, and then I just made him copy it. I would sing a line, and he'd watch me through the studio window, and I'd sing it quite dramatically, and then he'd just copy me. And so that's how we kind of got the performance going.
I know that there's a Muppet mm-hmm. code, like you can't call the Muppets puppets because people are supposed to believe that they're real, mm-hmm. living creatures. What are some of the other things that you were told you couldn't do in the songs that you were writing?
One of the mistakes I made was thinking that chickens and penguins could sing, just like all the other animals in the Muppets. But it turns out that those animals are not allowed to actually sing words. They can just cluck and quack. And then I also had another line. I had one of the Muppets reminiscing, "I remember when I was just a little piece of felt." And that got shut down pretty soon as well, because the Muppets are real and they never were bits of material in their world. And then the other one was I was really tempted to have the line "Mother Frogger" in there.
Yeah.
And that got shut down for being a little bit too grown up.
So did they explain why chickens and penguins can only cluck and quack, why they can't sing like the other Muppets?
No, it's just one of those things that they created years ago. I mean, it's great in the early shows where, you know, Gonzo loves the chickens, and they just go, "Mawk, mawk," when they talk back to Gonzo. So it's a good setup that they can't talk and they can only quack. Cluck. But it was funny in the studio when I was like, "Okay, now the penguins sing this line," and the Muppeteers, very serious guys, were just like, "I can't sing that line. Oh, the penguins won't, they don't say the words."
Is that how you learned it? That they can't sing?
Yeah, that's how I learned in the studio. And they told me, I was like, okay. They take it very seriously. Fair enough, you know. And they sometimes in the studio, they're kind of method Muppets where they, in between takes, they stay in character. So I'm in the studio, we do a take, and then I'm like, "Can we do it again? Can you try it just a little more energy or something like that?" And then they talk back to you as Fozzie the Bear, or whoever they are.
Seriously?
So it's like, I'm having a conversation with the Muppet in there. It's pretty strange, very surreal job.
Wow. So as we record this, it looks like the two nominated songs, are not going to be performed at the Oscars. I feel cheated, but probably not nearly as cheated as you feel.
I was disappointed when I found that out. That was just the other night. And I'm not complaining to have to go to the Oscars. I'm pretty excited about it all. But yeah, it would have been fun to get a man and a Muppet up there.
Do you know why they're not performing the songs?
I don't actually. I'm not sure. I mean, it seems crazy. From my experience, it's always good to put a couple of songs in a show. so I don't know. It just seems that like even if they weren't going to broadcast it, they could just have them and then cut them.
It's a live show.
Oh, it's live. Oh, that's probably their problem.
Maybe
they're worried that we're just going to keep singing.
Yeah. If you were doing Man or Muppet at the Oscars, how would you have liked to stage it?
Well, I don't know. I think maybe I would have played some piano and then get Jason Segel and Walter the Muppet up on stage, and then I think them bring in a chorus of background singers with all the Muppets across the back of the stage. Maybe maybe get, you know, Clooney and Pitt up there as well singing along.
Brett McKenzie, thank you so much for talking with us. I really wish you good luck at the Oscars. I love the song. So thank you.
Thanks very much. Thanks for having me.
I'm a man.
Brett McKenzie wrote the song Man or Muppet, which is nominated for an Oscar for Best Original Song. In part two of our interview, which we expect to play in the next few days, he'll talk about the other songs he wrote for the Muppets movie. You can see the Man or Muppet video on our website, freshair.npr.org. This is Fresh Air.